USA Radio News.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has called for the recusal of Justice Department official Nicholas McQuaid in the investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop. Grassley told Fox News on Thursday that McQuaid has connections to Hunter Biden's defense attorney, which could be a conflict of interest.
McQuaid signing documents, having a relationship with the defense attorney for Hunter Biden, and that's those documents don't have anything to do with this investigation, but it shows a business relationship and a possible conflict of interest.
Natural gas prices in Europe shot higher on Thursday. This comes one day after Russia unveiled a set of sanctions on energy companies operating on the continent that could further threaten the supply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The federal government said Thursday that artificial intelligence technology used to screen new job candidates or monitor worker productivity can unfairly discriminate against people with disabilities. The U.S. Justice Department and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission jointly issued guidance to employers. Officials said popular algorithms meant to streamline the work of evaluating employees and job prospects could inadvertently lead to discrimination. The UN Human Rights Council is deciding whether to launch an investigation into alleged abuses by Russian troops in the Kyiv area. A resolution brought by Ukraine and supported by more than 50 other countries would mandate a newly formed commission of inquiry to investigate events in that area. Russian troops occupied Kyiv temporarily. The commission would prepare a report by early next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The first 3 months of 2022 have been the driest on record for California. In addition, California's water use jumped dramatically in March, while at the same time that Governor Gavin Newsom called for water conservation. Californians averaged 77 gallons per person per day in March, an 18.9% increase from March 2020. Virginia's lieutenant governor is taking a stand for the privacy and safety of U.S. Supreme Court justices in their homes.
Pro-abortion supporters are protesting in Virginia outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito after an illegally leaked draft document written by him suggests the court plans to overturn Roe v. Wade. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears tells Fox and Friends First that police are monitoring the situation and that protests on or outside private property could be illegal.
Supreme Court justices are not to be attempted to be intimidated in the way that it's doing. Otherwise, it's punishable with a fine and up to 1 year in jail. Merrick Garland has not gotten off his duff and gotten the DOJ to prosecute anyone.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A jury in Texas has cleared American Airlines of responsibility for an alleged sexual assault against one of its flight attendants by a celebrity chef it hired. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.